From fiestas to Christmas, the Timmins Filipino Association has come out strong in its first year. The association's president, Estella Chow, said that the ability to fundraise was important to the work they want to do in the community. "It's the easiest way to help people when they need it," said Chow about becoming a not-for-profit this year. Timmins MPP George Peary and president of the Filipino Association, Estella Chow, walked at the parade. Jinch Rayaroth, Timmins Today. Related: Filipino group celebrates first-ever fiesta locally. The association made its big debut to the wider Timmins community in August with a fiesta celebration. The party included a parade and street fair with authentic Filipino foods, music and dancing. MPP George Peary said he was delighted to be a part of the celebration and that the Filipino community has been a vital part of Timmins for some time. "They have been a vibrant part of the community since they arrived here," said Peary at the time. Estella Chow and her team are working hard to put the finishing touches on this weekend's Christmas party. Amanda Rabsky-McColl, Timmins Today. Related: Filipino Association set to celebrate its first Christmas. The next big celebration was the association's Christmas party in early December at the Senator Hotel. The event was catered by Chow's Lady Luck restaurant, with preparations happening for days before the big meal. The crowd danced and played games, and the party included multiple raffles and a 50-50 draw that gave away over $300. The evening also included awards for members of the association for their work throughout the year and introductions to the full board of the Filipino Association to the community. The money raised at the event will go toward the association's work in the coming year, and Chow said they're focusing on helping those in need in the community. "That is the work," Chow said, "makes the difference, and points to their work with Living Space and the Good Samaritans, which includes their upcoming gift bags for those in need. There's so many people going without. We can help with food and clothes, then we should do what we can," said Chow. "That's why we want to be able to fundraise," she said. "That is the way to help."